So what is something you'd like future generations to know about this time in New Hampshire?
So I would like people to know that even though it was a really difficult time for children and their teachers during the pandemic, it wasn't necessarily a bad time for everyone. During the pandemic, I was working as an English language learner tutor in the Concord schools. And during the pandemic, we had the opportunity to have our students in person, even when other students were remote. So that was a bonus. And when schools went hybrid, we had the opportunity to keep our students all day. So in a typical school year, we can only see students when they have reading, we can pull them out and do reading support. So when we had them all day, they came off the bus, they came to our room. We actually took them outside, and I had a Coleman stove that I brought to school and kept it there. And every day we made scrambled eggs and hot chocolate outside, even in the winter, as long as it felt like more than 10, we did that. The students learned how to help. They cracked the eggs. They added the seasonings. If you've never had scrambled eggs with curry, you should totally try it. That was their favorite. And we did that because we knew if we could get some protein into the kids, they could probably learn better. And the school breakfast wasn't always really protein packed. So this got everyone outside, gave us a great start to our day, and then we could come inside and really focus on their learning. And because we weren't bound to any schedule, we were able to do what kids needed. So if we needed to spend extra time on reading that day, we spent extra time on reading. If we needed to take an extra recess break, we took an extra recess break. We probably spent a good hour outside every day. And that was broken up into different chunks, but that's not something that we're able to do during a normal school year. And we found that our students made much more progress in that model, where they had more outside time. We had no discipline issues because we were such a tight-knit community. When we came in from lunch every day, we did 2 minutes of silence, and then we did highs and lows from the day, which gave kids a chance to process, you know, maybe something that happened at recess. We got to learn things about what they liked about the day, which was interesting for us. It was a really amazing time to be a teacher with those students. We got a donation of hammocks and hung the hammocks in the woods and read out in the hammocks on the nice afternoons. We took walks to the pond and drew pictures of what we saw. We just really took advantage of that. And when we got the announcement that school had to go back full in person, we pretty much sat in our room and cried because now we didn't have our students anymore and they had to go back to their regular teachers. So, which was not a bad thing, but it was sad for us because we really enjoyed that time with them. So I know that the pandemic was really tough for a lot of kids, but I also want people to know that there were good things, and I hope that somehow we can figure out how to take those good things we learned and pull them forward with us, because we did learn things about how students learn differently in different circumstances. And I just feel really blessed that I was able to have that time with those students, because without the pandemic, it never would have happened that way. So out of something really difficult, we were able to make something really great. And that was important.